think of Cardiff. This is Sarah.
Hey, Cardiff. How you doing? It's Eric from EC Cardiff.
Hi, Eric. How's it going?
Hey, it's all right. Thanks for that explanation. I guess the only thing that's just not reflecting is the down payment. Now, what I was looking for is the wire transfer that I wired to Bank of Cardiff, because I didn't pay the vendor. I paid Ari, and I think I wired it to Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
In June of 2013. It was a week before I purchased the lease.
Do you think there's any chance that you can get me some kind of proof of the wire so I can kind of try and find out where it's coming from?
Yeah, I have to look through the bank statement and find that out. And another thing that I didn't notice, I mean, when on your email, it said I was supposed to pay $14.29.58.
Yeah, so the reason your payment's been a little more than on the contracts is it's timesing by the tax. I think the tax rate in your state's 9%, off memory. So it's your monthly payment times your tax rate is where that 14 is coming from.
Yeah, but is it a reason why that wasn't on my original contract?
Because
I'm just saying the one that I signed is the one that I sent over to you, and it didn't have any taxes on there. It just said then would be my payments 13 something for 48 months.
Yeah, it does look like the payment they put on your contract doesn't include tax. I think that's kind of standard for that contract. I'm not really sure why it's designed that way. I'm not part of that process. You can find me some kind of proof of that $6,000. I can try and see where it went. Like I said, I wasn't here at the time this lease was done, so I'm just kind of trying to go through files. And all I can find right now is I see a copy of that check of your original down payment for the $3,000, but I don't see anything for $6,000.
You, how much the check you found? Was it for $3,400?
Yeah, it was for that initial amount due that's listed on the contracts. I see a check for that amount.
Okay, for $3,400. Where is that at? Was that applied to the loan or the lease?
Yeah, that was applied to your first and last payment. So I know on the thing she wrote, it's out of 39 out of 47. It should say 39 out of 46 because after you paid the first and last on your thing, it was a 48-month lease, but you paid first and last up front, so you only had 46 months after the start of your lease.
And the lease is calculating 46 months?
Yeah, she made a mistake, so you paid 39 out of a 46-month, the 46 months you had left after you put the down payment of your first and last.
So if I paid 39 out of 46, would I have 7 months left, right?
Yeah, you have 7 months left.
Awesome. And that's how they came up with the $9,000.
Yeah, and then they gave you a teeny little discount. I think it was slightly over $9,000, but you get 2%. It's not off the payment, but it's off your total finance amount. So you have a slight discount in there.
Okay. All right, no, I just didn't understand the from the contract that I have and that the taxes are not up in there, and I wasn't aware that I was paying them taxes. I just paid them. So
yeah.
I don't understand why would it the contract be like that if they already knew about taxes.
And I'm not sure, you know, I don't really write documents like that, so I'm not sure the legality of it, like why legally it is that way. I can try and find out from someone, but that's just generally how contracts are written.
Okay. All right, so yeah, only thing I have to do is find a down payment amount that I'm
Yeah,
paying,
and then
right?
I can try and look into it and see where it came from and where it went.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks. I appreciate your help. All right.
Thank you, Eric.
All right, thank you.
Bye.